Hey there, Superpower Success Community. I'm your host, Jamie Tates. So glad to be back here with you again today for a great topic around balance and the myth that exists today around what balance really means. So before we get started, though, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about our six-month business builder coaching program that we've developed. Just based on our experience and working with entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, we've created a specific curriculum that's all about getting you focused and driving growth in your business. I look at it like it's an energy shot for your business to get you moving towards success with greater velocity. And it's specifically designed for those of you who are trying to increase your momentum or you're stuck at a point in your business growth and you want to jumpstart that to really get growing again. So if you're interested in that, if it's something that you know that you can use and you'd love more information, get a hold of us. You can look on our website at KeystoneGroupINTL.com. You can email us at info@KeystoneGroupINTL.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook or LinkedIn, and we can definitely set up a time to chat. So today's topic, you've just got me today. I know you love a lot of our, you know, people that we invite in because of the different topics that they bring to the table. But today I wanted to go solo, and not for any other reason other than this is a topic that hits close to home for me. This is a topic that I have failed and succeeded in at different times in my life. And it's also a bit of a passion project for me to redefine, you know, what media and you know, the workforce and what we're hearing really defines as work-life balance. So to start off with, I just want to be really clear on how I feel about work-life balance and even that statement or that phrase. Is I feel like there's a lot of dialogue around it right now. I think there has been for years, but I feel like it's ramping up. I feel like the generational changes is what they're using as a catalyst to talk about it again because, quote, the millennials don't want to work, end quote, is what we're hearing. And so companies, which I don't believe, by the way, but companies are starting to look at this again. There's a lot of articles being written about it, and it's not something new. But here's what it is it's completely misguided. And I'm going to go solely on my opinion here, so you can agree to disagree with me, but I truly don't believe there's any such thing as balance when it comes to your personal life and work. What I do believe is that there's harmony and there's choices that you have to make, but there's never balance. And I think by the media and everyone who's talking about this right now is they're giving us a false sense that we should be striving for something that I don't truly believe exists. I don't know how you can have everything in balance unless it's for like a nanosecond on one day when you're like, okay, everybody's where they need to be and I got everything I needed to get done today. There's no such thing as being in constant balance. And instead, we need to think about it as being in a state of making the right choices at that point in time, and then we have to give ourselves grace. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. I've got some tips and just things I wanted you to think about. And if you don't agree with me yet, I hope you do by the end, that balance isn't the right word, and balance should not be what we're searching for. I think we're searching for something different, and I think the root cause is something different. So I read an article this week about that had a statistic in it that said 38% of adults admit to missing a really important personal commitment, whether that's a kid's soccer game or, you know, a personal commitment of some kind because of their work. And when I look at that, you know, that's unfortunate, and not that all of us haven't had that happen. Right? It happens to all of us that we're just, there's something going on at work. There's a business dinner. There's a meeting that comes up and we do miss things personally. It's absolutely going to happen, whether you own your own business or you're in a career. But here's what I don't want us to do when we hear that statistic is get down on ourselves and say we're failing at one or the other, because I truly don't believe that's what we're doing. I think we're making a choice at that point in time about where we need to be and where our energy and our presence needs to be. And at the same time, we also need to give ourselves some grace to say it can't be all personal all the time. We're never going to make it to every event. And the parents that can figure that out, more power to you. I think it's amazing. It's not saying don't go to those events, but also don't set yourself up for a standard that's not realistic, because there will always be times in our work life or our personal life where there's another choice that we need to make. And so the first tip that I have in this space is to start working smarter, not harder. And you're seeing this shift, especially in the corporate environment, where with flexibility and you know, leaders and organizations realizing that that flexibility is not just, I want to be lazy and I want to work somewhere else and I don't want to get out of my pajamas at home. That's not what it's about. And when we work smarter, not harder, we start to realize that no job today is a 9-to-5 job. Clearly, as an entrepreneur, my job is a 24/7 job, it feels like some days. But I chose that and I love it. And same thing with our corporate careers, is it never starts at 8 and ends at 5. We're connected mobily all the time. And in the articles that tell us we shouldn't be, and that, you know, it's the detriment to society and all of this, is I don't believe in that. What I think it's allowing us to do is to work smarter, not harder. So what I tell you is, when you have deadlines, when you have things that you know are coming up and there's going to be heavy work time, is work smart about it. Shift your paradigm and your ideal around what those work hours need to look like. And don't miss that personal commitment. Plan it in. Make the right choices. So if you have to leave at 3 o'clock to get to a game, know that that at night, you're going to have to log back in. And I do this all the time. From 9 to 11, it's office hours. But I've made that choice. Right? No one else is imposing that on me. I just know I need to hit the deadline. And if I'm performing, if I'm operating my business appropriately, it shouldn't matter when I'm doing the work. It should matter the quality of the work and what's getting done. And as I've always said to my employees, that I don't care if you're here or on the moon. If the stuff gets done, it doesn't matter where you're at and when you're doing it. Unless there's restrictions with client meetings and things like that. But you should be able to manage that. And I think we need to hold ourselves accountable and know that we can manage our day that way. And so we have to start making better choices about our balance and where we need to be when, and when we're going to make that time up. Because you control that a lot more than you realize you do. And I know there's always going to be the people that say, well, I work for a boss that doesn't allow me to have that flexibility. And here's what I say to that. I spent 13 years in really large corporate, right? Punching the time clock. Somebody was paying attention who was coming in at what time and who was leaving. But here's what I did from the very beginning of my career, is I established some guardrails and some principles on how much I was going to work, how much I was going to physically be in the office. And this was prior to having kids. This was prior to even being married. And, you know, I looked at it and thought, well, you know, everyone else has kids and maybe I should be the one here working. And when you really look at it, you have a life just because you don't have a family yet. And you still have a life outside of work. And you still need those breaks and those mental clarity moments where it's going to make you a better worker if you've got that. And so I know that if you set those choices and you set those boundaries from the very beginning with a new boss, that you can have balance and they can understand that that's important to you. So I just want to encourage you to be having those conversations and be selfish in driving what you need, and knowing that you're going to perform and you're going to get your stuff done, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in a 9-to-5 kind of world. And I think that's where a lot of our businesses are changing. And if you do work for a company or work for someone where they don't respect that, and I'm not saying this is easy for everyone, but, you know, change who you're working for, right? If you're working somewhere where the values are misaligned to what your true values are, you're not going to be there long-term anyway. So start looking now, because the values are going to be the most important thing for you feeling fulfilled, for you wanting to stay there long term and for you performing at optimal levels, is the values have to be aligned. And if you're working for somebody that values, you know, seeing you at your desk for 8 hours every day, even when you're performing and getting all of your stuff done, then you may have to shift who you're working for or how you're working. So that's my second tip, is make sure that you're working for a company that shares your values in terms of choices and where your life is at and how you want to make those choices in personal and professional. Another tip around this work-life choice and harmony is learn how to delegate. If possible, learn how to delegate to people that maybe want an opportunity to do more. They want an opportunity to help you with something you're working on a project. And how can you engage them to drive more of that choice, right? Where you have flexibility to make the choices that you need to make. Because there's many of us in seasons of our business and seasons of our career that there are times when it's going to be a 60-hour work week plus. There are seasons of our careers and business where that is what the way it needs to be. But what we need to know is we're making that choice. And you've got to be confident in the choice that you're making instead of feeling like you're missing out on something else. And you feel constant guilt when you're at work. You feel guilt for not being at home. When you're at home, you're thinking about work and you're feeling guilty for not doing that next report, that thing that you needed to do. You have to get over that and you have to figure out how to plan the right choices and the right mix into your life and knowing when you're going to get those pieces done. But don't restrict yourself that it has to be in some rigid structure that society has developed on what it means to be a hard worker, because those days are changing. Those days are over of the 8 to 5 sitting at a desk, at least for the most progressive companies. They're realizing that those days are over and we've got the opportunity, the technology to expand how we work and how we interact and collaborate. So I think there's an opportunity also to figure out who you can delegate things to and how you shift that around, whether it's personal or professional. And the next tip is more about building trust so that you can achieve choice and you can make the right choices. So people that struggle with making the right choices sometimes are the people who don't do what they say they're going to do. They're not meeting their commitments to themselves, to their business, to their career, whatever, to their employees, whatever that is. And it's because they're overcommitting and under-delivering. And they're not making the right choices, and they're getting burnt out, and they're blaming the fact that they've got too much work to do when we've just overcommitted ourselves, and we've set the wrong expectations, and we can't do what we said we were going to do, which is the whole stress spiral that you get caught in. But if you start to commit to the right things and having the right amount of work to do that you can actually get done and not let things fall through the cracks, you start to see that there is a way to achieve that right choice and for you to make the choices that you need to make. So I think really learning to finish the commitments and do what you say you're going to do is what's going to build trust with people, whether it's in your career or your business, to allow you the flexibility, to allow you to make the right choice because they know you're going to get it done. But if you're not getting things done because you're overcommitting, then there's going to be that lack of trust there where they're not going to believe that when you leave at 3 o'clock, you're going to get done what you need to get done. But the moment you start doing that, nobody even notices when you leave early to take a personal commitment. And when you're committing to your family and doing the things that you promised them you were going to do and where you were going to be, then they don't worry about the fact that you're going to have to work at night because you were where you needed to be when you needed to be there. And so I want you to really kind of get over this myth of balance. And, you know, there's a couple great examples, and I read articles again in the last week, and this is why this is a hot button for me right now, is I read an article about the Evernote CEO, so Chris O'Neill. And there was this whole article in Forbes about how he, you know, gets up and meditates in the morning. He takes his kids to school. He goes and works out. He goes to the office and does what he needs to do. He's there for dinner at night. And, you know, they paint this picture of like this anomaly, you know, kind of fantasy world that he lives in. And I'm looking at it going, I feel like that's my life most days. Granted, I don't always get the workout in, but I don't feel like I'm that far off from the way he works. It's he's making the choices that are helping him build a business and run a business the best way he possibly can. He's taking the mental time. He's taking the time to fill his bucket so that he has the most to give when he's at the office. And you're getting the highest productivity from him when he's there because of the choices he's making. And so I think we look down on him, and the article was written in a way that kind of infuriated me in a way, because it looked at that like it was a mythical thing that isn't real. And I disagree wholeheartedly. I just think that we have been taught as a society that your value is based on how many hours you work. I remember in my corporate days that it would be like a competition on how many hours somebody worked. They'd be proud of it and telling people that they worked just crazy amount of hours and all weekend long. And even back then, I remember looking at them and saying, that doesn't impress me at all. Like, are you working smart? Why would you need to work that hard if you're doing stuff the right way and you're doing it in a smart way? So I think we put this pressure on ourselves. And I also think we judge people for having that making the right choices and being where they need to be when they need to be there. And I think that's a big piece of what we need to stop doing. You know, I also read an article about Bezos. So Jeff Bezos, right? One of the richest men in the universe. He eats breakfast with his kids every single day. He eats breakfast with his family every day when he's not traveling. You know, he's not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and going to the office and working 12 hours and coming home burnt out. He is making the right choices for his family. And again, maybe breakfast with your family is not the choice you want to make, but make the right choices for you. And stop worrying about how many hours everybody else is working. As long as you are making progress and we're doing the right things and we're supporting people the way we need to support them personally and professionally, give yourself some grace. And stop, please stop trying to find balance. It's like standing on a teeter-totter. How exhausting every day to be standing on the teeter-totter, trying to not make one side go up or down. We're trying to keep it balanced. It's not humanly possible. And so that was just the message that I wanted to share with everybody today, you know, just to shift your paradigm a little bit, to kind of shock you, you know, I know I'm kind of strong on this topic, but to shock you back into stop telling yourself that you need to work more or you're not at home when you need to be, and just make the right choice. Do it once, it's going to feel really good. Do it twice, it's going to feel better. Do it three times, and you're now creating a habit that you're going to make the right choices when you need to. And stop worrying about that there are seasons when personal is more important, when you're going through something personally, and the work choice is going to be a little bit lower, and vice versa. There's going to be times in your career and in your business where the choice you need to make is to put in the hours, because you love what you're doing and because you really want to do what you say you're going to do. You want to meet your commitments. And your family is going to understand if you've also made the choice to put them first when it makes sense, when they need you to. And so where we get caught up is we make bad choices on either side, and we break down trust with our family, and we break down trust with those people who work with us, because we aren't good at either when we're trying to find balance in between the two. And so that's my message for today. It's a little bit of a soapbox for me, so thanks for listening and riding along on this. But I hope it makes you just think differently. I hope it just lifts a little bit of weight off your chest and helps you realize that you're going to be fine as long as you make the right choices. It's when we don't make the right choices that our families suffer, our marriages suffer, our businesses and careers suffer. So if we can get better at making the right choices and standing by them and being confident that you know why you're making the choice you're making and that you really believe it's the right choice at that point in time for you, that's the piece that I want you to find. And so I hope this helped. As always, I'm so grateful for you being here, for you continuing to engage, for you loving the topics that we're bringing and even my rants every now and then. This is a very fulfilling exercise to be able to share this with the response we're getting and how it's resonating and connecting with people. We're really happy to be able to do this and to share our experience and our successes and failures with you. And so if you haven't subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because that's going to allow you to get every time we release a new podcast, you're going to get automatically notified. And please, please, please leave us ratings and reviews, because that helps us drive the content for the podcast. More about what you want to hear, the things that are helping you get unstuck and really moving forward towards success, which is what we're all about. And so, as always, I appreciate you being part of this community. And until next time, make sure you're capitalizing and you're really using your strengths as much as possible to reach your definition of success. Thanks, everyone.